Zok the Elgamish the Viter, Mesach this Kalim, Perik Chavches, Mishneh, Kippa, Shehutamne, Medris. Kippa is like a tichol, a kerchief that women wear. Mit Pacha Shebereisha Isha, says the Batanura. It has Tumas Medris because sometimes they would sit on it. On a sunny ala sefer. And someone gave it over and said, ah, let's use this now for the Sefer Torah. But they said, no, now it's going to be used only for the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Torah and a Midras. It becomes Torah for Midras because you can't sit on it anymore. Once, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, you said it's going to be used only for a Sefer Torah, you can't use it for anything else. Aval Tamei, Tamei Meis, it could become Tamei with other types of Tumma. We don't mean Bedavka Tamei Meis, like we've explained all along. It could even still be an Avatumma, as we explained. Tamei Meis is sometimes Avatumma, depends what the contact was. Or it could be a Rishon LeTumma. Now why? I thought we said before, if you single it out for the Sefer Torah, isn't that what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that it's not Tamei at all? And the answer is here we're talking about not just the cover, it's also a base kibble. You can put the Sefer Torah inside it. And the rule is, again, we mentioned what we learned earlier, if it's made for a container, it's Tamei. In the previous Mishnah, we were talking about something that's just the cover. You don't put the Sefer Torah in it. Here, you taka put the Sefer Torah in it. So it's not Tumas Midras, no one's going to sit on it or lay on it, but it could be Mekabel other Tumas. Vaitre Zakta Mishnah. Chemes is a kind of a leather canteen. Shasa Shetiach. You decided, I'm going to sit on it. It's good for a cushion to sit on. Or Veshetiach. This is a Shetiach that's Tameh. Shasa Chemes. You decided, you know what? I'm going to use this as a canteen to put water inside. Tahar. Why? Because Amai said they're two separate things. Chemes obviously has a kli kibble. If not, how do you put the water inside? The Shetiach is something that's made to sit on, to lay on. When you change it from one to the other, you're being mevatel the first keli. In other words, if you say, look, I don't care that this has a base kibble you can pour things in, I don't want to use it to keep things inside. I want to use this as a cushion to sit on or lay on. You're totally being mevatel it. And the same is true the other way around. If you took something which had maybe a place to put things inside, but until now was used for a cushion, something to lay on, you decide, no, this is going to be my water bottle. You're totally being mevatlet. You're changing it completely from one thing to another. That's the reason it becomes, says the Batanura, like a keli that broke, and it's tar. It's going to be a makabel tumma from this point and on, but any tumma it had till now would be tar. Therefore, now there's a big shayla here in the girsa of the Mishnayos. Let's learn first according to this girsa. Chemes, let's say I had a bottle, which is tummy, shasa tormel. I turned it into a pouch. So it's similar. Both have a clay kibble. Except until now, we used it as a canteen to keep liquid inside. Now, a shepherd's pouch to keep his tools inside. Or the tormel, the pouch that was tummy, shasa chemes. You turned it into a canteen. It didn't really change the way the keli is used. In both cases, the keli is used to put things inside. Or, for example, kar shasa sadin. Had a tamadik, a pillow, and now I'm going to use it for a bed sheet. Or the other way around, v'sadin shesol kar. Both are made to sleep on. Both the pillow and the bed sheet are made to sleep on. So by changing it from one to the other, you're not really changing the way the keli is used. Although, you could argue, with the pillow as a base kibble, you put in the feathers, or whatever it is to make it soft inside. The sheet doesn't have a base kibble. So the Liyoi Rab explains Enochanami, but because both are used for sleeping, that's not called changing. Same is true for the next case. Kesses shasomit pachas. Let's say I took a kesses, a tamadik, a mattress, and I made it into a cover. Or the other way around, and with pachas shasom kesses. I took a tamadik, a cover, and made it into a mattress. So according to this gear, so the din is tame. Why? Because you didn't really change it to something else. Zeklal, this is the rule. Call any keli tummy, sheshino l'shmoy, that you changed it. But you changed it, and it's more or less being used the way it was used to start with. You're just technically using it for something else. From a water bottle, a pouch, from a pouch, a water bottle. From a pillow, a sheet, or from a sheet, a pillow. A mattress into a cover into a mattress. Being that the usage between the two is so similar, it's not called changing it. And therefore it stays tummy. It's not like the keli is broken. And again, the Mishnah reiterates that klal kol any tamadik keli sheshino lishmai, that you changed it to something that is similar to what it was used before, is considered tamei. L'shem acher, if you changed it for a different kind of use, tar. That's according to this girsa. Now let's see the other girsa in the Mishnah. The other Girsa has the word Tohar for the Chemesh Asah Turmel, for the Kar Shasah Asadin, and the Kesah Shasah Mitpachas, and the other way around. Not Tameh, but Tohar. And the Bartanura prefers this Girsa. He says in Mishnayis that had a good Mesoira, you had that Girsa. Tar as opposed to Tameh. And let's learn the Mishnah now according to that Girsa. At least let's go back to the words Chemesh Shasah Shetiach. Chemesh, you have this water bottle, or liquid bottle, it's made the whole liquid, shasah shetiach, you turned it into something to lay on, or the other way around, v'shetiach shasah chemes, tohar. Chemes has a base kibble, a shetiach does not have a base kibble. And if you change it from a clay kibble to a simple keli, or from a simple keli, a keli pasha, to a clay kibble, it's tohar, it's a new keli. So even if this water bottle was tmei a midras, and if you remember from earlier, it would have to have the capacity to hold 7 kavim inside, then it's roi to, meaning to say if it's big enough to hold 7 kavim of liquid, that means you can lay on it. So if you change it from a bottle to a thing to sit or lay on, or the other way around, it's tohar, viter, chemes, shaso, turmel. Take this bottle, this leather bottle, and turn it into a pouch, or the other way around, returmel, shaso, chemes. Kar, shaso, sadin, the pillow that you turn into a sheet, or a sadin, shaso, kar, sheet that you turn into a pillow. Keses shaso mitpachas, mattress you turn into a cover, or mitpachas shaso keses. In all these cases, according to this girsa, tohar. Why? Because according to this girsa, we hold any kind of a change. You're not using it the way you used it beforehand, means it's a new keli. The only time changing it won't help to remove the tumah is if lechatchila was a keli poshet that you can't put anything into, and you're changing it to another keli poshet that you can't put anything into. Let's say you would change it from a mitpachas to a shetiach. A cover to like a spread on the floor, or the other way around. But if you're changing it from a keli that doesn't have a clay kibble to a keli that does, or from a keli that does have kibble, you can put something inside, to a keli that doesn't, or even from one type of clay kibble to another type of clay kibble, but are used differently, then it's tar. So again, according to the second girsa, chemesh asol shetiach. Okay, here it's going from something you could put something into, something that you can't. Or the other way around, v'shetiach shaso chemes, and something that doesn't have a clay kibble is something that does tar. It's a new keli, the old tumah flies off. Chemes shaso turmel, a water bottle that's turned into a pouch, or v'turmel shaso chemes, or a pouch that's turned into a water bottle. So you change it from one type of clay kibble to another type of clay kibble, but they're used differently. One is for liquid, one is to keep, you know, his shofar or his whistle in. It's a totally different kind of a thing. Kar shaso sadin, the pillow you turn into a sheet, so the pillow you can put things inside, the sheet you can't. Sadin shaso kar. Same as the other way around. You went from something you can't put something into, something you can. So for sure it's tar, it's something else. Keser shaso mitpachas, a mattress you turn into a cover. Or a cover you turn into a mattress, is tar. In a pillow and in a mattress, you put things inside. In a sheet or a cover, you don't. So you changed it from either a pasha to a clay kibble, or the other way around. Zeklal, kol sheshino lishmoy. If you changed it from one keli that doesn't have a clay kibble to another keli that does not have a clay kibble, like from a stama spread to a cover, or the other way around, tummy. But l'shem acher, whenever you change it to something else, whether it's from a clay pasha to a clay kibble, or a clay kibble to a clay pasha, even from one clay kibble to another type of clay kibble, but use it differently. In all these cases, it's tar. Okay, if you want, you can stop here and go on to the next Mishnah. But if you'd like, let me share with you what the Batanura asks and answers. If your goyris in these last cases tameh, so I understand why the Mishnah breaks it up into two separate cases. Right? Chemesh haso shetiach. Okay, the bottle you turn into like a spread on the floor, or a spread on the floor you turn into a bottle, is tar. And one case, and all the other cases, chemesh and turmel, kar and sadin, Sadin kar, keses mitpachas, it's all tamei. So I understand why we break it up into two cases. But if your goyer is tar in the other cases as well, so why do we need the word tar here after chemesh shaso shetiach or shetiach shaso chemes? Why don't you just list all the cases? Chemes of the shetiach, chemes turmel, kar sadin, sadin kar, keses mitpachas, and give me one tar at the end that applies to everything. Why do you have to break it up into two cases? And the answer is because it would have been confusing. Because the girsa would have read like this. Chemes, Shaso Shatich. You turn the bottle into a spread. Or Shatich Shaso Chemis is tar. Then you're going back again to talk about Chemis. This is the only time that in two cases we're talking about the same thing. Yes, in the second case we're talking about not a Chemis that you turn into a Shatich, but a Chemis you turn into a Turmel. But to be uniform, all the other cases of the Mishnah, each one is a set of two separate things. Chemis Turmel, Kar Sadin, Sadin Kar, Keses Mitpachas. This is the only time with the Chemis that it's mentioned twice. Chemis that's turned into a Shetiach, and then afterwards, a Chemis that was turned into a Turmel. So in order to stay uniform, you shouldn't get confused with the two cases of Chemis. So the Mishnah says, let me first tell you a Chemis that's turned into a Shetiach, and a Shetiach that's turned into a Chemis is Tar. Now let me give you sets of different things. You have to remember, they chazu the Mishnayis Baal Peh. So Mishnayis are written in such a way, besides with the great Soidais, they're written in such a way that it's easy to remember, that you don't get confused. In any event, so those are the two Gersais in our Mishnah. The Baturah finishes off, and a Chanami, most Mishnayis say Tameh, but he says, I can't really figure out a good pshat to explain why all these things should be Tameh.